Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Gina, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, guys.
Hey. I
need some help because I've got some issues with this guy, right? And, like, I need you to help me out with this.
Okay, well, what
happened?
Like, I met this guy and, I don't know, his name is Sean. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, I'm a dog walker, right? So, like, I was walking a bunch of dogs. And, like, one of my dogs, one of his dogs, like, they started playing. And I was like, oh, this is super cute, you know. And, like, we got to talking. And we're like, you know, let's see where this goes. Like, let's go on some dates. We've done that. We've done more than that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For sure. Like,
wow.
Things were going pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
I didn't see any issues, right? And, like, I don't know. We went to, like, one of his buddy's house. And we had, like, a, you know, there was a party. And the drinks were flowing. And, like, I don't know. What happened? Honestly, like, I might have blacked out. Who knows?
You know, it's the okay, well, that explains why you don't know what happened.
Yeah, you might have blacked out.
Listen, you're not wrong. I was mad drunk. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know what we were shooting. I have no idea what was going on. I just know that, like, I had fun.
Yeah.
So, like, now he is not talking to me. So, like, what did I do?
Okay,
oh,
hey, well,
man.
Look, you know, at least you're being honest.
It's, yo, I'm so honest.
Yeah, there probably something happened when you got drunk. Now,
those blackout nights are very scary.
Yeah, do you remember, like, did you wake up at the place? Like, do you remember, like...
Yo, solid question. So, I mean, I woke up at my place, like, I vaguely remember being in a car. Could have been his car, could have been an Uber. I don't really know. But, like, I was definitely in my bed. I still had my shoes on, but I was in my bed.
Okay, so you got...
Those
my
nights.
God, I love this. All right, I hope this guy answers just so we can find out what happened.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sean?
Who is this?
So my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling from Hot 96.9. We're looking for Sean, but it's for a good reason. Somebody wanted us to call Sean. Is this Sean?
I'm sorry. This is a radio station. Is there a manager or someone I can speak to? This is weird.
So we're calling. Is this Sean? Just I can explain very quickly why we're calling.
No.
Okay. This is Sean.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
God exists. So Sean. So we got your phone number from a young lady that knows you, a female, and she knows you. You know her, and I'm going to tell you her name. But basically, she wanted us to call you to ask you out on a date on her behalf. So if you agree to this date, basically, we'll provide everything for the date. You know, we'll pay for the restaurant, the you know, as far as the food, the drinks, all that stuff. Basically, all you got to do, you just got to tell us where you'd like to do the date and when you're free and show up, and we'll take care of everything.
I mean, okay, we can talk.
Okay, we can talk.
Okay, but I just need to know this lady's name before we move forward, because that's very important.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you her name right now. Her name is Gina. She said that you guys were hanging out for a while, and the last time she saw you was at, the last time she said she saw you, she got very drunk or something like that?
Yeah, no, this. That chick, there's no way. Not a chance.
Okay.
She is the biggest
wow.
piece of ever.
He
okay,
perked
no,
right up, didn't he?
No, but that's fine. You don't have to do it. And honestly, I didn't think you were going to, because we spoke to Gina, and she was very honest. She said that that she was at your friend's house and got a little bit too drunk, and she doesn't really remember. She said she kind of blacked out. She remembers somebody driving her home, and she just wanted us to call you to see if you weren't going to give her a date. Why that reason is, because she doesn't remember.
No, it's because this bitch is the biggest piece of trash I've ever met. Like, she's beyond trashy.
Well,
wow. Okay.
Like,
could you expound on that?
Well, I mean, like, she's slugging back glasses of wine. Like, I mean, not sipping. You know, she's like chugging wine.
So what was she doing? Just like grabbing bottles of wine and just pounding it, or like?
No. We were at my parents' house, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're celebrating my brother's promotion. And we've got people going around, you know, serving glasses of wine. And every time somebody comes by, she grabs a glass and just chugs it. Not even sipping. Not like taking a moment. You know, yeah. I want to check. No, man, I'm there to get wasted. That's what she was doing the whole time.
Yeah. And so then what happened once she got wasted? Because that's where she doesn't remember.
We get the family around, right? Mm-hmm. Family, our significant others at the time or whatever the they were. They get out some really expensive tequila. And I'm talking like, this is like sipping tequila, right?
Yeah.
It's not like Jose Cuervo, let's go. Yeah. And she starts taking shots of it. She's doing shots with everyone. Like, she's trying to get everyone to do shots. She's going to my brother's wife. Like, my brother. Like, hey, let's do some shots.
She's trying to have fun. She's being social.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been so bad, except for the next morning, I find a in my mom's pool. And her lipstick is right by there. It's like right in the filter.
Wait a minute. Oh, so when you say...
No. Oh. I did not
Hold on. I
need clarification for a second.
Sean, okay, first of all, Sean, Gina's on the phone. Gina, stay quiet for a second.
Just a quick question.
No.
Okay. When you say that you found in the pool, are you talking human feces in the pool? Like, what are we, because the way you made it there sound, was, you just said they were in the pool.
There was human
okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to hop in and defend myself because this is some bullshit. Okay, I did not in the pool. The lipstick was from Dollar General, which, like, everybody wears Dollar General lipstick.
It could have
been from anybody. We all wear it. Like, get
we
over
do?
It. And then also,
lipstick. Not everyone. I guarantee you that you are the only one that is wearing Dollar General lipstick at that part.
I guarantee you every woman loves a bargain, first of all. And second of all, if you wanted the Gina train to come chugging through the party, what did you expect? Me to sip the train through? Trains don't go sip, Shawnee. Okay. Come on.
I don't even give a sh** about...
Listen, Shawnee McDonald, I did not... I mean, I'm going to be honest. When I drink tequila, have I taken in random places? Yes, I have.
Am I just going to say
on the radio that this was me? No, I am not. I'm not going to say that.
What?
But you might want to check around your house. Who knows? I don't know.
What do you mean check around the house?
Well,
I mean, you never know.
Here's the thing. She's not wrong. In that. Because after I leave, all right, I get a call from my dad, and he's like, "There's in the plant in my study."
Okay.
My Gina. God.
Hold on a second.
What, you drink tequila and just start all over the place?
I mean, hell yeah. I keep it diarrheal on tequila. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. Yo, in my defense, when they took the tequila out, I thought it was still wine. Like, I had been drinking a lot of wine. I've been shooting it back, you know. So I just did it. Because, like, I told you,
wine,
Sean, like,
tequila.
I don't drink tequila. I have told you this before. I do not
drink tequila. Yeah, okay, but I thought you didn't drink it. Because you didn't like it. Not because it makes your explode.
Ew. Right? Oh,
so wait.
It just doesn't like me. Let's be real.
He's so pissed. Listen to him.
Wait, hold on. We might be able to fix this.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no. Now we just know. Keep Gina away from the tequila. It's an easy fix.
Man.
So, Sean.
Yeah.
Would you like to see Gina one more time? You guys talk about this?
No. No, absolutely not.
Oh, whatever. You know what? Sean, if I were you, you might want to scan your parents' house, check in the closets. That's my go-to usually with the tequila.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.